Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
We recently celebrated 30 years of marriage, and to mark this milestone, we were blessed to enjoy a 7-day cruise in Alaska. Having been back home now for a couple of days, I was reflecting on our trip and was once again reminded that in my view, exceptional customer experience comes down to three words, each beginning with the letter P. The first P is product. Now, the ship was simply awesome. We were both awestruck by its size and grandeur when we first saw it at the port of Seattle. Inside, we were amazed by her grandeur and how sparklingly clean she was. Speaking of a different type of product, the food and beverage options were abundant and extravagant. Each dish we encountered was just exquisite. The product was indeed pretty much perfect. In my view, the second P that contributes to an exceptional customer experience is process. And this was exemplified perfectly by an app the ship's company designed primarily for customer use. I say primarily because I can see how this app also helped staff processes as well. The app listed all the daily events on the ship schedule. As customers, we could bookmark events that appealed to us both or individually, building a daily schedule to follow together or separately. And the app directed us to our chosen events and helped us locate each other if we decided to go in different directions for a while. We also wore a medallion that allowed the crew to instantly identify us and our cabin number. This enabled them to greet us by name and charge items to our account if needed. Technology indeed can be a great enabler of exceptional service. Now the third P, which I believe is the most variable and therefore the most challenging to deliver upon consistently, is people. Over our 7-day experience, we interacted with about 100 crew members aboard the beautifully adorned ship with all its latest technological innovations. Sadly, we found that only about half of these crew members seemed to demonstrate a genuine love and care for their roles in service. The job title or stature didn't seem to influence their spirit to serve, whether someone's role was to clean cabins, make drinks, serve food, or supervise others while wearing a white shirt with shoulder stripes. We observed varying levels of employee engagement. Something as simple as eye contact or a genuine smile is easy to give, but was only offered by some in those service roles. These attributes are difficult to instill through training. They naturally come from individuals who understand whose they are, who they are, and why they do what they do. Unfortunately, we sensed that some employees were ready for the end of the Alaskan season, and it seemed they were too. Such employees need to be reminded by their superiors that while it might be their 112th day at sea, it's the customer's first 7 days. We found some staff a little disingenuous in their eagerness to get a 10 from us on the pending customer survey that we would be receiving apparently at the end of the cruise, often pleading with us to call them out by name so they could receive recognition, a promotion, cash prizes, or extra days off. And that's my word of caution, really, to survey-driven organizations, is not to poison your customer's palate by making them actually sick of hearing about your survey constantly for the last 24 hours of their vacation. Yes, it can drive employee behavior, but in turn, it can drive your customers mad in hearing about it over and over the loudspeaker system while being hounded by staff wanting you to remember them. So although we're grateful to have been able to afford such a luxury to celebrate our 30th year together, married, I was once again reminded of that unpredictable variable, the people component of the service experience. Yes, we'll remember the wonderful product and the efficient processes that made things nice and easy, but ultimately, it's about people serving people. And that's where the memories truly matter.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.